The state's moratorium on evictions ends just after midnight tonight. Governor Gretchen Whitmer began the moratorium in March to provide relief for Michiganders behind on their rent because of financial strains from the coronavirus pandemic. She has extended it four times, and housing advocates say another extension is needed. Joining me now is Ted Phillips. He's the executive director of United Community Housing Coalition. That's a nonprofit in Detroit. Ted, good morning.
Good morning.
We're about 4 months into the pandemic. What are you hearing from renters right now?
I think a lot are struggling. They're trying to pay their rent, but a lot have had a great deal of difficulty getting unemployment, getting new employment, getting income, period. It's been a real struggle for many here in Detroit that we've talked to.
Do you expect an immediate effect after the moratorium expires?
I think there is a potential immediate effect of within days. We know in Detroit, for example, that there were 2,600 cases that had judgments from early February to March 13th when the court closed. A lot of those already had orders for bailiffs to proceed to evict. Normally, an order like that could not be used this late, but it's unclear at this point. And if those orders can be used, there are hundreds of people that could be evicted within a very short period of time, maybe as soon as the 16th of July.
And Ted, we should acknowledge that there's a bit of construction outside your office as we're speaking here. When Governor Whitmer announced today's end date for the moratorium, she noted that this week landlords will be able to start applying for relief for back rent. The state has set aside $60 million in federal aid to deal with rental issues. How do you expect that option for landlords to affect the situation?
Well, I think it'll be really helpful, but what's kind of distressing is that the program's really not ready to be up and running yet. As we understand it, the funds are going to come through a local nonprofit. As far as I know, no one has any of the contracts to do the work. I know in Detroit, no one has. The money's not been released yet. You would think that at least the state would hold off a couple weeks or so to at least give this program a chance to get up and running and impact these immediate evictions.
If the moratorium ends as scheduled tonight, what will the United Community Housing Coalition be doing to help renters?
We've been doing outreach since the court closed. We continue to do that. We will also challenge as many of the evictions as we can in court that have some merit to challenge. We're working to pay judgments. We're working to help relocate people.
Many landlords are obviously bigger companies that might be able to better weather a downturn. But what would you say to the mom-and-pop landlord, the couple that owns the house next door, or the person who lives in one half of a duplex and is counting on the rent as part of their income?
Well, first of all, I'd say that that is a very small minority of who we're talking about being affected. But certainly for the small landlords, if they were counting on that two-family house where the tenant upstairs is really what's paying the taxes and the utilities for the person downstairs, you know, they're in as much trouble as everybody else.
With COVID-19 case numbers rising here in the state and in many other parts of the country, there's no clear end in sight to the pandemic. What are your biggest concerns about Michigan housing and the long-term effects?
In Detroit, and I'm a native Detroiter, I've been here all my life, we have a huge problem with finding affordable housing for our low-income populations now as it is, and just displacement in general. I mean, what we see a lot of times is not necessarily does everybody end up in a shelter immediately, although many of them end up homeless, but many also end up with relatives. And when that becomes a relative in, say, a senior subsidized building, for example, we see those cases all the time prior to this with people being displaced and the senior being evicted for violating their lease, and we have to work things out through that. But now we've got on top of that the potential for some younger person being evicted, going into a senior building, and potentially that can become a real health issue affecting people in that building. So it's just a dreadful situation all the way around with seemingly no end in sight.
Ted Phillips is the executive director of United Community Housing Coalition in Detroit. Ted, thank you very much.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.